This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm speaking with State Senator Dave Kinski, who is at the legislative session. It's time for our weekly update, so we wanted to touch on a few things and let people know back home what's going on. Let's talk a little bit about the budget.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes the budget goes until literally the last day, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm optimistic that we're going to get a budget that saves quite a bit of money. I don't want to name a number. I don't want to jinx it. But I'm hoping that we might have the budget put to bed sometime towards the middle of next week. And there's still some disagreements on some spending here and there, some cutting some things here and there. But the overall big picture of, you know, we've got to save some of this money. I think both the House and the Senate are closing in on an agreement on just how to do that, how much of that to put into permanent savings and how much to put into reserve accounts to tide us over during tough times. So keep your fingers crossed.
Okay, a lot of talk on the 988 suicide hotline. Where are we sitting with that and what's happened?
The 988 hotline bill passed handily on the first reading through the Senate. It helps that the $40 million trust fund appropriation had been stripped out of it. And I know the advocates really wanted that in there, but the program otherwise is intact. It's going to be fully funded. The trust fund aspect of it is not there, but truthfully, I think that's why it succeeded in getting through. So it's not everything people hoped for, but the program is moving along to address suicide in Wyoming, which is absolutely critical.
Okay. Let's talk about the crossover voter bill.
Okay. So there's a bill that's a number one priority for the Republican Party and for a lot of folks, including myself, that says you shouldn't be able to show up on the primary election day and decide whether you are a Republican or a Democrat. That you, whatever you are when you register the day that the candidates start announcing, that's the primary ballot you should get at the election. Because it allows for too much mischief, people deciding they're going to switch from one party to the other. Well, that bill was introduced again. It passed handily in the House, came over to the Senate, and went to a committee where it was promptly killed. So usually that's where the story ends. But there is a parliamentary maneuver whereby you can recall a bill out of a committee and reassign it to another committee. It's rare that that's run, but it's per the rules. It's rare that when it's run, it succeeds. This one succeeded. There were a group of us that felt strongly that that bill deserved an airing out on the Senate floor. So our majority floor leader made a motion. I seconded, as well as Senator Bo Bightman. And off to the races, that bill was successfully recalled from the committee that had killed it and reassigned actually to Senator Bightman's committee. So I'm looking forward to seeing that bill get out on the floor. I know some folks like it. Some folks don't, but either way, it deserves an airing and a fair debate.
Next, I would like to talk a little bit about property taxes. A lot of bills failed, some moved through. Can you tell us where we're at with property tax reform?
Well, property tax reform has... Hang on a minute. There's some loud people here. As you and I have talked about, Aaron, there were a lot of bills, and the danger was there'd be so many bills that maybe we wouldn't get anything through. Most of those bills have flamed out. The one that passed through the Senate, which would give people permanent relief, at least for 3 years, by reducing the residential property tax, is in the House, and we're not sure what its fate is going to be over there. Meanwhile, the bill that says the refund program that we can change the income and asset tests on is alive and is making its way through the pipeline. So it's still too early to say one way or the other, but we do have legislation moving for property tax relief.
One of the observations that people looking at the legislature this year are seeing is that it at least appears on the outside that the legislature is more red than normal, or at least seems to be leaning even more conservative than it has been in the past. Is that, can you discuss that? Is that something that you've seen or noticed, or is it not the case?
Well, I hear that the legislature is more conservative, and I'm not in the House, so I can't comment on that. I can tell you that on the Senate side, we have three new senators, and they generally lean to the right. But what you see in the voting pattern in the Senate is there is not a consistent, let's all vote to the hard right pattern. You know, these are thoughtful people and they have conservative convictions, but they also are willing to sit down, listen to the debate and make a decision that sometimes you say, well, that's not necessarily the hard right position, but that's the right position for them. And so there's not a solid block, except very rarely, of conservative votes. And let me say that again. There's not a solid majority of conservative votes on a consistent basis.
Those are the questions I've got this week, Senator Kinski. Can you just wrap up by saying generally where you see the session is? Because we're past the halfway point and working toward the end. Where are we at generally? Where do you see the legislature at?
Yeah, we're past the halfway point in the legislature. And usually the drama is attached to the budget. It looks like we're not going to have a big dramatic last minute finish on the budget, hopefully. So the rest of the legislative session is kind of, it gets into this hurry up and wait kind of thing. So the Senate passed its bills to the House passed its bills to the Senate, it amends the other side's bills, and then you get back a conference committee report. So there'll be a bill on property tax relief. Passes out of the Senate, goes to the House, they amend it. A committee of House and senators has to come together, decide on how they can compromise, and then they each take a report back to their respective bodies to vote on. Well, you're waiting around, you know, you're waiting for these reports to come back. You can't leave the floor, but there, you know, you've processed all the legislation. So there definitely is a sort of hurry up and wait as you get towards the end. And it's not the most exciting story in the world, but, you know, the legislation is still moving and the process is not done until you get those bills reconciled between the House and the Senate. So these conference committee reports will come back and the prime sponsor will say, our House colleagues, this is what we agreed with. We would ask that you adopt these changes. If they do, then the bill is adopted and it goes to the governor's desk for signature. Sometimes the conference committee can come back and they'll say, you know, we just could not get our House colleagues to agree. And, you know, at that point, you have to appoint another committee. So it's an interesting process. It's important, but it's very erratic. It's very erratic. And so you just
hurry up and wait.
Yeah, it's one of the things I'm least good at.
All right. Senator Kinski, that's what I have. Do you have anything you'd like to add for anyone back home that may be listening?
No, just stay warm. Stay inside if you don't have to drive. It's an interesting day. We're watching it remotely down here. It's quite a storm you've got there.
That's State Senator Dave Kinski at the legislative session in Cheyenne. Thank you so much for joining us, Senator Kinski.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. It's always a pleasure.